Hey there, space enthusiasts and sky watchers. Welcome to another enthralling episode of Astronomy Daily, Season 3, Episode 14, where the cosmos is not just above us, it's also within us, as we unravel its mysteries together. Today's journey across the universe is teeming with scientific breakthroughs and celestial insights that will stretch your imagination to new horizons. We're starting off with a remarkable tale of cosmic detective work, where citizen scientists have leveraged the power of collaboration to uncover no fewer than 15 active asteroids. This extraordinary find sheds new light on the dynamic nature of our solar system and how everyday people like you and I are contributing to major scientific discoveries. Next, we'll be diving into the world of advanced space technology. We've got the scoop on an ultra-black coating that could revolutionize the future of space telescopes. Imagine the wonders we'll witness with an even clearer view of the universe's farthest reaches. But the influence of space isn't just out there, it's also affecting our very own planet. We'll explore how Mars, our next-door neighbor in the grand cosmic dance, is tugging at Earth's oceans in a subtle yet mesmerizing gravitational waltz. So, buckle up and prep for an audio odyssey that takes you from the depths of Earth's oceans to the intriguing icy deposits at the moon's north pole, and even to the conceptual tracks of a lunar railroad that could redefine space economy and exploration. Here on Astronomy Daily, the stars are the beginning, not the limit. Ready to embark on today's stellar journey? Let's get started.
The Astronomy Daily Podcast.
In today's astronomical circles, there's a buzz that's stretching across the globe, all thanks to a group of citizen scientists involved in NASA's Active Asteroids Project. Their keen eyes and dedication have unveiled new actors on the cosmic stage. 15 new active asteroids discovered, pointing to a more complex solar system than we had ever imagined. Picture this, an asteroid. You think of it as a silent, stoic, rocky wanderer of the void. But among these wanderers, there are some surprising performers, the active asteroids. These are the asteroids that flout the rules by exhibiting a dynamic twist. They show activity like comets, flaunting a dusty tail when nearest to the sun. These rare celestial bodies are creating a new narrative in our understanding of the cosmos. Imagine the excitement when 7968 ELS Pizarro showed that not all asteroids are just inert rocks. This peculiar space rock, named after the pair of astronomers who discovered its comet-like behavior, orbits right in the heart of the asteroid belt, and yet it exhibits a comet-like dust tail. This was our first clue that the boundaries between asteroids and comets aren't as clear-cut as we once thought. The active asteroids toss a critical puzzle piece onto our cosmic table, raising intriguing questions regarding the early solar system. How did they come to own these unexpected characteristics? The icy material causing this activity is thought to lie not within the asteroid's core, but more likely in small surface craters harboring volatile materials. It's a glimpse into an evolutionary timeline, revealing stories of our solar system's tumultuous youth. The discovery of these 15 new active asteroids by citizen scientists is nothing short of groundbreaking. It broadens our perspective and reaffirms that there's so much out there that we have yet to uncover. The findings, freshly pressed in the Astronomical Journal, are a testament to the collective effort of nearly 8,300 volunteers who meticulously scoured over 430,000 images. It's not just about the excitement of the chase or the wonder of discovery. These new findings have practical applications, too. For instance, active asteroids could be remnants of our solar system's formation, holding clues to mysteries like the origins of Earth's water. And let's leap into the future for a moment. These water-bearing asteroids could one day support deep space missions, providing life-supporting resources for daring voyagers. The citizen scientists come from all walks of life, and they share a common passion for the stars. It's through platforms like Zooniverse that these stargazers connect, using data from the Dark Energy Camera. Yes, that colossal eye peering into the depths of the universe mounted on the Victor M. Blanco 4-meter telescope. The participants go through a series of images, rating them for signs of activity, essentially filtering grains of cosmic sand to find those with the sparkle of activity. So, let's give a cosmic salute to these volunteers, the citizen scientists who are shaping our cosmic consciousness. Their discoveries are not just about adding numbers to a catalog. They are vital threads in the grand tapestry of our solar system's story, telling us about the past and possibly guiding us in utilizing resources for the future's space exploration. What was once the domain of professional astronomers clad in lab coats is now enriched by the contributions of thousands worldwide, signifying a new era in space science, a collective journey to the stars. Imagine hurling a spacecraft across the void of space, all in an effort to give an unsuspecting asteroid a nudge, diffusing a hypothetical cosmic threat. Well, no need to imagine anymore, because NASA's DART mission did just that. A real-life cosmic action movie, and this blockbuster has a happy ending. DART, or the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, is NASA's first demonstration of what's known as a kinetic impactor technique. It's like playing interstellar billiards, where the cue ball is a spacecraft and the asteroid is the eight ball, only the stakes are planetary safety instead of a game. On September 26th, 2022, after a space journey of about 10 months, DART met its fate with asteroid Dimorphos, a cozy rock measuring 560 feet across, tagging along with a larger asteroid called Didymos. This duo dances through space together, but they're not unwelcome dancing partners. It's what scientists call a binary asteroid system, and it's a perfect natural laboratory for an epic experiment in planetary defense. Upon impact, DART took one for the team, altering not just the course, but also the shape of Dimorphos. Researchers closely watched as Dimorphos's once almost perfect oblate spheroid turned into a triaxial ellipsoid. No roundabouts here, more like an oblong watermelon spinning around its larger buddy. With the orbit shrunk by about 33 minutes and 15 seconds, DART gave us proof. Humans can reach out into our solar system and defensively rearrange the furniture, so to speak. But what's even more remarkable is the precision with which scientists deduced these results. Combining images from DART, radio waves bounced off the asteroids by the Goldstone Solar System radar, and the analysis of light curves from ground-based telescopes, they've painted a detailed after-action report. This wasn't just blind luck or a shot in the dark abyss. The endeavor revealed the surprising resilience of asteroids like Dimorphos, often described as a rubble pile. With rocky fragments bound together by gravity, these space rocks withstand and react differently to such impacts compared to what a solid mass would. It's crucial intel for designing future asteroid diversions. Moreover, the success of DART sets a precedent for real-world applications of kinetic impactor technology. While the earthquake from the impact on the cosmic scale was tiny, the ramifications are monumental. Asteroids that pose a real threat to Earth aren't just a plot point in science fiction novels or movies anymore. Thanks to DART, we have a tested, proven method of changing their trajectories. Future generations can look back to the DART mission as the beginning of humanity's active role as sentinels of Earth, equipped with the knowledge and capability to protect our planetary home from unwelcome celestial visitors. The once fantastical concept is now part of our practical toolbox, and it signals the dawn of an era where space is not just to be explored, but also guarded actively. As we continue to scan the heavens for potentially hazardous asteroids, DART stands as a gleaming beacon in our cosmic endeavors, demonstrating a powerful and essential step toward planetary defense. Scientists worldwide are now even more emboldened to prepare, safeguard, and possibly steer the destiny of our blue marble in the grand tapestry of the cosmos. We've all been mesmerized by the deep space imagery from telescopes like James Webb, which captures the glint of galaxies billions of light years away. But researchers are not ones to rest on their laurels. They're pushing the boundaries of the cosmos closer to us, one scientific breakthrough at a time. In a groundbreaking stride, scientists from the University of Shanghai for Science and Technology, in collaboration with the Chinese Academy of Sciences, have engineered an innovation that's set to turbocharge the performance of our orbital observatories, an ultra-black film coating tailor-made for aerospace-grade magnesium alloys. This isn't just any paint job. It's a spacesuit for our telescopes that could dramatically enhance the clarity and detail of the celestial photos they beam back to Earth. Imagine trying to observe the stars from a brightly lit city. To truly capture the heavens in their full splendor, you need the veil of night untouched by artificial light. Astronomers and their telescopes are no different. Stray light is the nemesis of observation, blurring and washing out the crispness that might unveil the universe's secrets. Historically, they've combated this glare by applying black coatings to their spacefaring equipment, soaking up errant reflections, and ensuring that only the intended light reaches the delicate sensors. This new ultra-black coating, though, isn't just an incremental improvement. It's a momentous change, capable of absorbing a staggering 99.3% of light across a broad range of conditions, offering unprecedented levels of darkness. The secret lies in the methodical application of the coating, layer by layer, using a technique known as atomic layer deposition, or ALD. Picture it as an artisan baker crafting a puff pastry, where each layer contributes to the perfect flakiness of the final product. The researchers similarly layered aluminum-doped titanium carbide with silicon nitride to create this ultra-black marvel. Through expert layering, they produced a barrier so effective it traps nearly all incident light. When applied to telescopes, this coating will snuff out those unwanted photons that have long been the bane of astronomers. And here's where it gets even more exciting. The coating isn't just a dimming cloth, it's a durable one. It's resilient, capable of withstanding the harsh abrasions of space travel, thermal extremes, and doesn't blink in the face of rapid temperature fluctuations. This durability is no small feat, for the theater of space is an unscripted one, riddled with challenges that test the mettle of our explorations. This ultra-black coating represents a significant step toward the next generation of space telescopes. Its potential application extends beyond mere observation. It may one day be critical for the detection and study of exoplanets, the analysis of galaxy formation, and even untangling the cosmic web of dark matter. Just as the blackness of space is teeming with mystery, the future of space exploration shines bright as we arm ourselves with the tools to look deeper and more clearly into the abyss above. Researchers have published their findings detailing the efficacy of this coating in the Journal of Vacuum Science and Technology A. This coating's development is a testament to the unyielding human quest to not only observe, but also to understand the cosmos. As each photon is captured with greater precision, we inch closer to answering some of the most profound questions posed by the stars. So, as we pivot our gaze skyward, the ultra-black coating promises a clearer window into the universe, a canvas unfettered by the stray light of lesser technologies. The cosmos awaits, and we've never been readier to meet its gaze head-on.
The Astronomy Daily Podcast.
When we look up at the night sky and see the sparkling red gem that is Mars, it's hard to imagine that this distant planet can have an influence on our everyday life here on Earth. But astronomy continues to unravel the unexpected connections within our solar system, and a new study has revealed something quite astonishing. Mars's gravity has a subtle but notable effect on our own planet's oceans. Sure, we've all learned that the moon's gravitational pull is the maestro conducting the symphony of Earth's tides. But the idea of Mars, located a minimum of 55 million kilometers away, affecting our blue planet, is a concept that might take a minute to sink in. Researchers have dug deep and found a natural rhythm in Earth's ocean temperatures that corresponds with the gravitational ballet between Earth and Mars, termed the astronomical grand cycles. These cycles occur over an exceptionally long time span of 2.4 million years. Until recently, we've had little evidence to support the existence of these grand cycles, but the pieces of this interplanetary puzzle are starting to fit together as we examine geological records that connect deep-sea temperature fluctuations with these cosmic patterns. It seems almost poetic that the rhythm of the oceans, the heartbeat of our planet, resonates with the dance of celestial bodies so far away. While the gravitational pull of Mars may not conjure images of powerful ocean surges like those influenced by our moon or the sun, it does in fact play its part in a geologic symphony, typically unnoticed by beachgoers and seafarers. Driven by the gravitational interactions as Earth and Mars orbit around the sun, these astronomical grand cycles gently stir Earth's oceans every 2.4 million years. Looking at the extensive work of scientists from the University of Sydney and Sorbonne University, we find a connection between these grand cycles and the patterns of globe-spanning ocean currents. This intricate linkage tells us that as far as global warming trends and ocean circulation go, Mars might be an unsuspecting conductor from afar. A detailed analysis of deep-sea sediments, using over half a century of drilling data from sites across the globe, brought to light a 2.4 million-year cycle that could only be the product of the gravitational interplay between Earth and Mars. This long-term ebb and flow of solar radiation, dictated by planetary positions, seems to usher in surges of warmth across our world's oceans. What this study offers is a deeper insight into how deep ocean eddies are integral to ocean warming. Understanding these interactions helps us not only to forecast the future of climate change, but might also help us navigate potential interruptions in the currents that shape the climate of entire continents, such as the vital Gulf Stream that keeps Europe's climate temperate. So the next time you're gazing at Mars in the night sky, spare a thought for the subtle ways in which this red planet's gravity reaches across the solar system to touch the oceans on Earth, prompting us to reflect on the interconnected dance of the cosmos and the silent rhythms that echo through the vastness of space, affecting us in ways we are only just beginning to comprehend. Speaking of water, here's a discovery that's making quite a splash in the lunar exploration community. We're turning our eyes towards the ever-mysterious moon, where NASA's Minisar instrument, aboard India's Chandrayaan-1 spacecraft, has made a frosty find that's got scientists on the edge of their seats. I'm talking about the detection of ice deposits near the moon's north pole. This isn't just a few frosty patches we're chatting about here. These deposits are a game changer, folks. Imagine the scenario: over 40 small craters like celestial cups, brimming with water ice. Think about what this means for the future of space travel and the possibility of a permanent lunar base. These aren't just slushy potholes. They range from 1 to 9 miles in diameter. And here's the kicker: when you tot up the potential water, you get a weighty 1.3 trillion pounds. That's roughly 600 million metric tons of frozen gold for lunar pioneers. You may be thinking, how sure are they it's ice? Well, let me lay it out. The Minisar tech isn't just snapping pics for your average space postcard collection. It's a synthetic aperture radar with smarts. It throws pulses of left circular polarized radar, then waits like a cat at a mouse hole for the right circular polarized bounce back. Now, on our dusty, rocky moon, these echoes usually flip, as expected. But when they come back still lefty, that's when scientists start popping the champagne. Because high circular polarization ratios, or CPR, can mean one thing: ice. Not just any old ice at that. We're talking about thick, pure, multi-layered deposits, snug in their shadowed crater beds, never feeling a wink of sunlight. And it's not just a wild space hunch. This research chimes with the neutron readings from the previous Lunar Prospector mission, which sniffed out signs of water beneath the lunar surface. Together, they're painting a picture of a moon that's more than just a barren rock. It's a potential oasis in the void. And we've got to hand it to the folks at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and the Lunar and Planetary Institute in Houston, who are steering the Minisar instrument in the survey of these shadowy lunar regions. Their findings are so robust that they're contributing to our growing lunar lexicon and opening up fresh pages in the moon's history book. As Dr. Paul Spoutis, the principal investigator of the Minisar experiment, puts it, we're seeing signs that water is being created, migrating about, setting up shop, and staying put on the moon. It's a new chapter that has us rewriting what we thought our nearest neighbor had to offer. And what's really beautiful here? These water ice treasures could well become pit stops for future space explorers, serving up life's essential liquid for drinking, rocket fuel, or even breathing air when split into hydrogen and oxygen. It's like finding an outpost in a desert, only this one could fuel our journey deeper into the cosmos. So, as we mull over these mesmeric moon ice revelations, it's clear the ledgers of lunar science are in for a serious update. Who knew the cold and distant moon could offer such warm prospects for humankind's foray into the stars? All aboard for a trip to the future, where the vision of a lunar railroad is taking shape. That's right, we're not talking about your childhood train set or a scenic countryside tour. We're zooming in on the moon, a frontier that might soon echo with the clacking of rails and the whistle of locomotives, all thanks to an ambitious concept supported by DARPA and Northrop Grumman. Picture this: tracks sprawling across the moonscape, connecting bases, mines, and research stations. This isn't just a whimsical dream. It's a practical solution that could transform the way we approach lunar exploration and economics. The concept is elegantly simple, drawing on the proven track record of rail systems right here on Earth that have opened up continents, powered economies, and connected distant communities. But why a railroad on the moon, you might ask? Well, it's all about sustainability and efficiency. Creating a reliable network across the lunar surface could greatly reduce the cost of transport, both in terms of resources and energy. Imagine robotic trains hauling materials from a mine in the lunar highlands to a processing plant on the Mare Tranquillitatis, or reliable cargo deliveries to outposts that support scientific missions and the burgeoning space tourism industry. The possibilities are both vast and exhilarating. This lunar railroad would be an engineering marvel in itself. Building infrastructure in an environment with no atmosphere, extreme temperatures, and low gravity is no small feat. Northrop Grumman's study will explore the nitty-gritty, from laying down tracks designed to accommodate the moon's unique conditions to developing trains that can operate autonomously in the harsh lunar environment. And it's not just about laying some tracks on the moon and calling it a day. We're looking at a comprehensive, multifaceted system incorporating advanced robotics for construction and maintenance, precise navigation to keep everything on course, and perhaps even more revolutionary concepts, such as the use of lunar resources to build and power these railways. With DARPA's support, the study aims to tackle the technical challenges and logistical puzzles. They'll be defining the crucial interfaces needed for the tracks and trains, identifying potential risks and mitigations, and laying the groundwork for the prototypes and demonstrations that will bring this concept closer to reality. So, what does it mean for us? The Lunar Railroad isn't merely about the movement of goods. It's a leap forward for lunar habitation and economy. It's a vision of a future where the moon is more than just a celestial body to study. It becomes a place where humans live, work, and contribute to a thriving off-planet economy. Indeed, when we think of the moon, we may need to start imagining the rhythmic sounds of a lunar train, carving its way through the regolith, opening up a whole new world of possibilities. It's an exciting time for space enthusiasts and an even more thrilling prospect for the future of space travel and exploration. Stay tuned, because the Lunar Railroad might just be the ticket to an interstellar economic revolution. Well, fellow space enthusiasts, we've traversed the celestial sphere together on today's episode of Astronomy Daily. From the cooperative success of citizen astronomers discovering new active asteroids to the groundbreaking DARPA initiative that could see railroads stretching across the moon's surface, we've delved into the details of NASA's DART mission and its unprecedented change of an asteroid's orbit, a testament to human ingenuity and our progressing capabilities in space. We've also delved the depths of innovation with an ultra-black coating poised to revolutionize our view of the cosmos through future telescopes, giving us a darker, more definitive canvas of the universe. And not to be outshone, our own planetary neighbor Mars has reminded us of its subtle but significant influence on Earth's oceans. The unveiling of substantial lunar ice deposits uncovers new possibilities for our lunar explorations and potential settlements. Each piece of news today not only astounds, but also brings us one step closer to a more intimate interaction with our solar system. For those eager to dive deeper and reach further, be sure to check out our show notes for links to more detailed insights on the topics we've covered. Space enthusiasts and celestial curiosity seekers, you've tuned into another cosmos-filled journey with us here at Astronomy Daily. As we pivot from our cosmic conversation toward terra firma again, let's not leave our minds orbiting aimlessly in the great expanse. Keep your telescopic sights clear and your curiosity piqued between our episodes by subscribing to the free Astronomy Daily newsletter. With a simple click, ensure you're forever aligned with the latest updates, straight to your inbox. Dive deeper into the universe's mysteries and revisit the cosmic trails we've blazed together. Our past podcast episodes are treasure troves waiting for your rediscovery. Pearls of the universe clustered in the archive, each one an odyssey awaiting your ears. While you're navigating through the stars on our website at astronomydaily.io, don't miss the Astronomy Daily newsfeed. It's your infrared vision into the otherwise unseen stories, news, and marvelous astronomical happenings beyond what we conjure up in our episodes. And if today's astral adventure has left your starlit nights more enlightened, a brief review left by you would be stardust to our mission. Just like a supernova illuminates the galaxy, your words light up our universe here at Astronomy Daily. Access the Reviews tab on our website to share your thoughts. Remember, each review invigorates our quest, each subscription is fuel for our spaceship, and every glance at our newsfeed is a step further into the cosmos. Keep looking up, and until next time, let's keep exploring this boundless celestial sea together. Safe travels through the space-time continuum, listeners. Anna out. Bye.
The Astronomy Daily Podcast.